That was Scouting for Girls. It's Not About You on Radio 1. Hello, I'm Scott. It's not Chris. He's off for this week and next week, so it's us in the mornings. And now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and emails that you've been sending in. We've got loads of these. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on email or text to 81199. You'll get read out by the posh lady off Radio 4 and you'll get honest answers from us. Here's the first one.
Scott, I had to take my car in for a service today. With no word of a lie, everyone at the garage was called Steve. There must have been at least six Steves working there. It was a garage in Bracknell. Is that part of the qualifications these days? To be a car mechanic, do you have to be called Steve? Thanks, Carl. Binfield, Berkshire.
Well, thank you very much, Carl. I don't know, maybe if you are called Steve and you're a car mechanic, you want to text me on 81199. I don't have a car, so therefore I don't meet that many car mechanics.
No. Really?
I know. Not for the want of trying, but...
No. So, you should get a car, then.
Yeah, that's true. So, all Steves that are car mechanics, text in 81199. I've no idea, but we'll find out for you, Carl, and we'll get back to you.
Although you'd have to get a rubbish car.
Yeah.
Pointless getting a nice car that works.
That's true. Well, I used to have a rubbish car and someone ran it over with a tank. Next!
I'm really sorry. I can't see you again. My girlfriend is suspicious. Was fun, though. Thanks, X.
Now, that was a text. Now, I'm presuming that was a wrong number.
Yes.
That couldn't be in front of our DJs, do you think?
No, I don't, so.
I'm really sorry. I can't see you again. My girlfriend is suspicious. Was fun, though. Thanks, X.
Actually, do you think that was for me?
It came in during your show to this number, so yeah. Yes.
Right, good.
Not from a mechanic, was
it? Are you
it?
Not going to reveal any more as to who that's from?
I don't know who that is from. I don't really? Think. I really don't think it's for me. Next.
Does Scott keep doing a West Country impression on purpose, or is it just me? Cheers, Andy.
Don't know what you're talking about, love. No, I don't. Do I?
You do have a tendency to slip into it, yeah.
Do I?
Mm.
On what occasions?
Normally when you're taking the mickey out of someone for being slightly less intelligent than yourself.
Now, I'd like to say, actually...
That's true, actually.
But it's funny.
Right.
No, when I first started working on this show, there was a lot of this.
Here comes the West Country blah, blah.
And you and the one that doesn't speak used to do West Country voices every time. And then it took you about 2 months before you realised that was actually really offensive to me, because that's where I'm from.
I don't think it was particularly a West Country voice that we were doing.
It was.
I'll
back you up on this,
Patrick. Chappers.
No. One that doesn't speak. Were we doing West Country voice? No, we weren't. We were just doing a generic stupid people voice.
Do it.
Do it, then. No.
With words.
What would you like me to say?
Hello, I'm Scott and I'm stupid.
Hello, I'm Scott and I'm stupid. There you go, there's a little bit of a West Country tinge.
I don't think there is.
There is.
You've got the twang.
I'd like to say sorry to people in the West Country, I'm not calling you thick. I'm really not.
Good.
Next.
Dear Scott, I'm an American living in northern Utah and I love your show. I've been listening to the podcast for 2 months now, and I'm afraid I might be the only American who listens to this, because nobody I talk to has ever heard of Scott Mills. Anyway, could you ask for all your American listeners to email you so I don't feel so alone? Thanks. Grant, Utah,
well,
USA.
Grant. Yeah, I know it's in the USA, Utah. Grant, I can tell you that we have... Utah.
Utah? Did you just call it Utah?
No, I didn't say it. Utah. You tart. Yes, I know that we get a lot of American listeners listening online on Sirius and also on our that satellite radio,
yeah.
And also on our podcast. So don't worry about it, Grant. You tart.
You're not alone.
You're not alone, and lots of people who are American will
have heard of him.
Will now text him. I didn't mean it like that. I just don't want to feel lonely.
Okay, yeah.
Next!
I love sex, and I always want more from White Van Man, Jay.
Now, I think this is... I think this came
hang on,
in...
Hang on. Isn't her emphasis completely
yes.
wrong there?
It sounds like she wants more, you know...
From a White Van Man.
Yeah.
I love sex, and I always want more from White Van Man.
No, you got that wrong. It should be, I always want more from White Van Man. Who is what it's from. I think that's when we were talking about David Duchovny, David Duchovny's sex addiction yesterday. Yeah. That's when that one came in. But we need to... She needs to sort out her...
That made it sound like posh Radio 4 woman just wanted more...
Yeah.
...from a White Van Man.
I'm
Which
sure,
maybe she does.
I'm sure White Van Man wouldn't say no.
I love sex, and I always want more from White Van Man.
Yeah. You'll be listening again to that. Next.
When Scott was posh, did he say from rather than off of?
Yes.
I bet you did, yeah.
I like it when he was posh. What? These are the clips that we were playing yesterday.
I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I wonder if you can help me. Do I watch Noel Edmonds or do I watch The Gladiators? Every Saturday this happens to me and I'm just torn, to be honest. I really don't know which one to watch.
Oh, God. They just get better, don't they?
I'm just torn.
They're just torn, to be honest. I don't do what at all.
Did you ask the listeners every week?
We're doomed.
Did you ask the listeners every week?
What? Whether to watch Noel's House Party or Gladiators.
It sounds like it was a regular feature. Like, yeah. I had this problem every week.
We're doomed. What do I watch tonight? That was back in local radio days in Bristol. Wow. Imagine
How do they speak in Bristol? How do they speak in Bristol?
Like that. They did then. They've changed since. But, what a treat there must have been, wasn't it? In 1993 or whenever it was, listening to that on the radio. Jeez. Really not.
83.
93. Next.
How many hours a day do you work, Scott? Winking smiley.
Yeah, quite a lot. Next.
No. I think they wanted a number put on it.
I don't know. How many hours do I work? Think about it. Don't be stitching me up now.
Actually, you do work a lot. You work more than I do, because you do other things and you do gigs and stuff.
That's right.
In the office, 3 hours, three and a half when we're on breakfast.
That's not true. It's at least four.
It's at least four is what you're
getting. Very, very busy. People just don't get it. They think that all we do is turn up and talk.
All you do is turn up and talk.
That's all you do.
To be fair, you do work a lot more hours than chappers.
Yeah. Back at you.
Hey, what are you making? How are you... What?
Because you come in for the show, and on Fridays, you're like, wee, Wonder Years, I'm off.
No. Now, hang on a second. Hang on.
Oh, I like
not
it.
Only
I like it that we're having... Can I just say, I like it that we've never had this out before, but we're having it out now on the radio. I quite like that.
Not only do I... Is that the whole point of this text?
No.
Have a go at me.
Not at all.
Not only do I come in and do this, but I have to write, edit... produce all the sport at the same time.
I know, you don't
and this
tell
is
me.
Just a small but the most important part of my working day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And you have to stay up all night pressing F5.
Precisely.
Yeah, and that's work for you.
And as for the Wonder Years floor fillers situation, there's just very little talking done
that's
during
right.
Wonder Years.
There's no
floor
point in you
fillers.
Being here.
I am still here in the building. I'm just not in... I'm working on other things.
I know.
Where, Becky? Somewhere you can't see me, just in case management are listening.
Yeah.
I don't bunk off on
He's
a Friday.
He's here till 7 every Friday night.
Yeah. Also,
anyway.
Just on another subject...
Oh, God, here
we go. I know this might be painful for everybody.
Oh.
I'm now on every single blooming weekend till Christmas, so don't tell me that I'm not working properly.
That's genuine anger at
I know.
Me. I've got a finger and everything.
I know.
Pointing.
Always nice. Next.
Dear Scott, my girlfriend has the most annoying laugh ever. It's getting so bad, I'm thinking about binning her. Is this wrong? Should I just grin and bear it? Or do I get someone who sounds less like a seal? Love you, Matt.
What
X.
Calm down, everyone. Right, no, like, can I just say, no one actually listened to Matt's thing there at all, because everyone was too busy sniggering away.
And I'm going to have to go, because I've got the sports right. And
no, there's another record, yeah? Right. Have you got to write it, have you? In 3 minutes? Wow.
Dear Scott, my girlfriend has the most annoying laugh ever. It's getting so bad, I'm thinking about binning her. Is this wrong?
No.
Should I just grin and bear it? Or do I get someone who sounds less like a seal? Love you, Matt. X.
What do we think?
Binner.
Why? Just of a laugh?
Yeah.
Really?
If it's annoying, it's annoying.
What does seal sound like? Do your seal impression.
No, I don't do a seal impression.
Go on.
Well, it's more like...
Is it... Does she sound like Seal the singer? or Seal off of...
I think Seal an animal.
Right, okay. If it's Seal the singer, then she can stay. If it's an animal, then no, she's got to go, I think. And that was your correspondence on Dear Scott. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. 81199 if you want to talk to us. This is Rihanna.